Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
We need to thank everybody that was so cool to us in Nashville.
Absolutely.
On Friday night.
So
we had a blast up there, right?
It was really cool. We got to go to I-106 and go to their first concert with Chris Allen and Miranda Cosgrove and meet a bunch of listeners and all the staff there at the radio station. It was really, really cool.
Now, it's not like it is here in Atlanta when we go to Nashville, because people don't know us yet. Know us in Nashville yet.
In fact, no one does.
Nobody.
Because here it's unreal how the doors fly open for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say fly open, but generally, because we've been doing this morning show in Atlanta for 9 years, if we want to go in to see a band, the owner probably goes, "Hey, I know the Burt Show. Yeah, let's get them on in there. And no problem. You know, just go ahead. Go on in." But we need to stroke somebody today, and I hope you remember the name of the band, because they let us in for free, and you promised that we would give them a
mention
on the
radio.
No,
the band never gave us permission. It was Drew, the owner of the venue, who did it. The band, he never even asked him.
Okay. What's the name of the venue?
Mercy Lounge.
Yes.
At the Cannery Ballroom.
Thank you for letting
us in. So thank you to Drew at the Mercy Lounge, because we wanted to go up and...
That's a cool space.
Yeah, iCarly wanted a Jaeger bomb. And,
right. Don't even say it, man.
So we're like, we'll see what we can do for you. And the guy's like, sorry, man, the band's making their money off the door. And there was like 10 of us, you know, because Jen had her entourage and stuff. So we all couldn't go up there. And I said, come on, we'll plug you on Monday. So thank you to the Mercy Lounge. Of all the places where I bought iCarly a Jaeger bomb, the Mercy Lounge was my favorite.
Don't say that.
They have a dangerous step in that place. It's right. It's right 3 feet from the bar.
Oh,
right
yeah.
off the bar.
So I just want to warn you, if you go there, that if when you turn around after you do your shot or whatever, and you think you're walking on even flooring, there's just a half step where you go down and. Four of us almost busted an ankle.
Oh, yes, I'm guilty.
Yeah. I think Katie Jo and Bert, it looked like they were clogging or two-stepping off the bar, and then I realized that was actually a fall.
When you were, when you guys were downstairs and Wendy and I ended up upstairs, I said, well, let's go, if they're waiting for a taxi, I said, let's go, we can stand outside and see when the taxi pulls up. So I start to walk, and I make the step, and all of a sudden, Wendy runs past me, and I was like, and then I realized she did the... I missed steps, so let me run a couple steps, because then it'll look like that's what I meant to do.
Oh, I just wanted to jog in place for a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that a couple times in my lifetime, so it's a professional jog fall.
Things got a little blurry for me at the at Karma. I stumbled out of there to get a hot dog. First, I went to the bathroom, and I'm like, I'm starving. I'll just get one hot dog real quick on Broadway, and then I'll go back up, and I'll see everybody. And this happens to me. I am a nomadic drunk. And I get buzzed and I just start walking. So I never came back up to Karma and said goodbye to any of these guys. I just started stumbling the streets of Nashville.
Katie called it your sojourn. She said, well, now that Bert's on his sojourn, then we'll just go ahead and go.
He's on a crusade.
And as I said before, very comforted by looking at other people in the same shape I was in on Friday night that really couldn't negotiate the sidewalk. But where else did we go?
We went to the stage.
The stage is where we had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we had a great time at the stage.
Is that where producer Tracy started clogging?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yes.
That was the country bar.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We hit the hat store before that and bought a bunch of cowboy hats. Yes.
Which is right next door, right?
Right next door.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Boy, and Jen's fiance put his cowboy hat on, and she looked at him, and she's like, check, please. Sorry, guys, we got to go.
Well,
she was all wound up.
I was ready to get a hot dog and go home.
Indeed you were.
Or go home and get a hot dog. hey, just so you know, you set it on the tee. I hit it off.
Uh-huh.
I was wearing a cowboy hat, too.
And so was I.
Just become creepy.
Melissa had a stellar night. Yes. I mean, more guys hit on Melissa.
That's right.
And Melissa, if you're a new listener, Melissa dates
a day Katie women. Jo, yes, I am a lesbian, and so I tease about how, I mean, and I never was that girl that guys hit on all the time anyway, so it was just hilarious to me and to Katie, who witnessed this, because usually, because Katie's much hotter than I am, so Katie's usually the one that gets hit on. Here we are in Nashville, and I'm telling you, and I'm not exaggerating, 12 guys that evening literally aggressively came up to me. And it was hilarious because every time it would happen, I would look at these guys and give them a look like, there's another one.
Ding.
And there's another one.
She was like keeping score. Ding. She was so excited.
I like it. Because it was so bizarre. And I could That's not awesome. Believe it. And I kept saying, this is my town because I'm originally from the Nashville area. So
it seriously was like a running back after he crosses the goal line. Like her triumphant sort of spike was every single time.
Because it never happens. It never happens. And 12 guys in one night, that never happens. So I thought it was hilarious.
It was a fun time. Awesome. It was a really great time. So we'll see you guys up in Nashville soon enough, man.
Get it? The Burt Show.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.